Handle the truth.
And welcome back. Back here on Truth Hurts Radio. I'm your host, Charlie Giuliani, with our guest, Maria Heller, major mover in the 9/11 Truth Movement. Her website is maria.net, and that's spelled M-E-R-I-A.net. She's got her own talk show regarding 9/11, the New World Order, et al. And just a reminder, I'm offering my two books, The New World Disorder and Piercing the Fog of 9/11, on CD. You can get them for $10 both together on one CD. That includes shipping. Or you can order them individually, printed copies. Those are a little more pricey because my price is pretty high right now with the printer I'm going through. In small quantities so far, you know, I haven't gotten too many orders. If those orders go up, I'll be able to offer them cheaper. But anyway, they're available in printed form for $30 each. That includes shipping. And you can get them by writing to me, Charles Giuliani, 39 Fruit Street, Milford, Mass., 01757. Again, that's Charles Giuliani, 39 Fruit Street, Milford, Mass., 01757. Okay, you know, we were talking about doing something, not sitting back and being apathetic. You know, that old saying, bad things happen because good people do nothing. It's very true. The truth is, you look through history, some of the best changes, some of the greatest thwartings of tyranny in history happened really at the hands of one or two or three, just a small group of people, or sometimes just one person, turning the whole course of history around. So it's pretty much nonsense, isn't it? It's total nonsense, Maria, when people say, oh, I'm just one person, what can I do? You can't change anything. That's the kind of mentality they want you to have.
Well, you know, people got to look at their lifestyle, okay? One of the biggest things that I constantly tell people to do is get rid of their television, because all it is a mind-control propaganda machine coming into their house with lies and more mind control through the programming, through the ads, etc. And people get so lazy watching it, and they believe the idiots that are on TV, and it becomes, you know, what you put in your mind is what your mind's going to give you. That's a big one. You know, well, be careful where they spend their money, you know, where they bank their money, where they shop. You know, try to find a way not to have to have a job working for the corporate whores. You know, there are, we were all, you know, the job mentality is relatively new in this country. It's maybe the past 100 years. People always existed without jobs before. They found their talent. They found a way to sell it or barter it or trade it. But as long as, you know, you're eating the poison food they give us, drinking the filthy water they give us, breathing the chemtrail-filled airs, and do nothing to keep your health up, you know, as long as you're sucking down antidepressants and then watching TV, there's no way you can snap out of it. You know, they attack us on every level, and we have been conquered peacefully. You know, there was a line in a movie, and I don't remember which movie it was. It could have been V for Vendetta, where they said, you know, oh, I think it was Star Wars last movie. You know, democracy dies to applause.
Right, that's that was the part three, Star Wars. Yeah, that was
right.
Very good.
And that's, you know, that's really what's happening. We've become a nation of zombies. You know, just a bunch of followers who are drugged out and eating crap and sick. And
I just thought of a very interesting parallel here. You know, my mother likes to feed birds, you know, and it's true. If you were to suddenly stop feeding them, they'd probably starve, because after several generations of them becoming dependent on the seeds and the bird feeder, they don't know how to go out and fend for themselves anymore. And they train their young to do the same thing. So after four or five generations, they all come to the feeders. You know, if you suddenly stopped feeding them, they'd starve if there was no other feeders around. You know what I'm saying? I think humans are like that way, too. And they know this. They've taken advantage of that. They've gotten us locked into the system, gotten us dependent upon them. People only know how to fend for themselves. If there's a grocery store handy, they don't know how to plant their own food. The old agrarian society. You couldn't control people like this like you can today.
Absolutely.
Anyway, stick with us, folks. Another break. We'll be right back.
Lose the love I knew.
found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here, letting you all know that we all here at Sesame Street know 9/11 was an inside job, too. Wow!
All right, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts. We have Maria Heller on the show with us today as a guest. We actually have a couple callers here, John in New York, Bob in D.C. Why don't we go to John first? John, welcome to Truth Hurts. You're on the air, buddy.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I got a question. Trent from the top dog of the CIA there that wrote his book there, he admits that, you know, Afghanistan and Iraq were preempted before 9/11. Does he directly admit that 9/11 was an inside job?
Well, no, he doesn't go that far, but very interesting statements, yeah.
The fact that I was on the program the other night with Deanne Burley, and we had a Alfred Weber on, and they had a thing out in, they had 5,000 people at a conference out in Indonesia to where they were trying to do a citizens group against, I want to say weapons of mass destruction or what, you know, criminals against humanity. And they had people from Guantanamo that were hooded and testifying and whatnot. And then it was interesting that on Public Radio International this weekend, all of a sudden they were able to bring up people that were wrongly imprisoned in Guantanamo, telling them about being tortured and whatnot, and bringing this up on public radio and public TV. And I'm seeing things like with Trent bringing his book out, that they're trying to get us to fight each other is what it looks like. They're trying to create the open civil war coming up. And so as the speaker before that was saying, you know, he doesn't believe in the spiritualism and whatnot, there's some real careful things. He might even be an insider trying to get everybody to fight. It's not that we don't need to act, but we got to be careful because the day we pull the trigger is the day we can't go home. And we have to find the other way, I'm going to say, in essence. You know, truth is truth, and when they don't admit the truth, we can't just say, well, we keep accepting your laws or whatever. And I'm not sure how to give a full answer to this. It's kind of why I'm asking the question. But we have a situation. If we start pulling the trigger, they'll shut the oil off. They'll bring in the globalists as far as the WTO troops, and it'll just be the start of the end.
Let me say this about Tenet. I don't trust the man. You know, he played a part in this himself, and now all of a sudden it seems like he's coming forward. Maybe he wants to take a shot at the presidency at some future election. I don't know. But all we got to do is look at people like Zbigniew Brzezinski. You know, many people on the left are rallying behind this guy like he's the hero. Oh, look at this. He's against George Bush, and he's speaking out against his corruption. George Bush is carrying out the same agenda that he had laid out in his book, his 1997 book, The Grand Chessboard. He called for a massive, widely perceived direct external threat, going into Eurasia, building the pipeline, exploiting the oil and natural gas in the Caspian Sea so we can remain the dominant force in the world. The same thing as the PNAC document. So, you know, I don't fall for this. I'm not going to hail him. I'll quote it because it is a significant point, and you can use that to prove that, you know, that we're dealing with a fraud artist administration, because Brzezinski did say that he felt that they were going to plan some staged event to justify going into Iran. That's a significant statement, sure, but that doesn't mean that he's a truther and that he's on our side. He's a globalist if ever there was one.
Everything we get is distraction and part of their movie.
Sure.
And they're all equally corrupt.
Yeah.
So all we can do as journalists is try to read between the lines and never trust any of them. I mean, George Tenet's been a crook for, you know, decades. You know, sometimes I think they're all trying to save their soul before they leave the planet. But never mistake that any of them mean us any good, because it's all a wag the dog for us.
It's like catching a thief in your house, you know, and he looks up surprised and, oh, I'm not breaking in your house to steal anything. I heard a noise walking by, and I thought there was a burglar in here, so I broke in to try to catch him so he wouldn't hurt you and your family.
Right.
And it's like the American public saying, oh, in that case, okay, well, good night. Hey, help yourself to something in the fridge if you want before you leave. And he goes back to bed. Yeah, that's what the American public is doing.
We have to stop looking for a hero or a savior and realize that that's who we are. And if we don't take a stand, we're going to go down.
Well, an example of a point of, like, solution that I'm referring to is, like, take Trent's book now, and when the IRS comes to your door and says, you know, we got to have you, I say, wait a minute, the Sixth Amendment, even though it's an illegal law, says you can't support a tentative terrorist. Well, this guy worked for the government, says we went to war illegally here, and that's terrorism, isn't it? And so we started asking some questions and twisting things around and start making these people come to light of, you know, there's free energy, there's simple cancer cures, we can have food all over the place. There's no reason for starvation and all this corruption that's going on. But I appreciate your show. It's very interesting, and thank you for my time.
Thanks for your call, John. I think we'll go to Bob next in D.C. Bob, are you there?
Yes. Hello, Charles and Maria.
Welcome. Welcome.
How are you?
Good.
Good.
Hanging in there?
You know, you folks both sound like you're native New Yorkers. Am I wrong?
Well, I am, but I think Charles is from Massachusetts.
Really?
Yeah, up in Boston, we'll be.
Well, okay, that's pretty close.
In Harvard Yard.
Okay, yeah, you sound like Tom O'Brien, right? There you go. One thing, you know, what we can do, and you bring up all the points, but there's so many points. I have always, since I was a little kid, I'm kind of a military type of a mind rather than anything else, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. And I think strategically, I always liked maps and, you know, what is what on a map. And this enemy of ours has left one glaring weak spot, which I call their weakest flank by far. It's so simple. And Maria mentioned it before, and it's World Trade Center 7. And Larry Silverstein effectively admitting that he did it. And my point, and I promote this idea, and I don't know if it's the best way to go about it, but my point is that we must attack this weakest flank of this enemy, because if no other reason, if we can't defeat the enemy's weakest flank, it's hopeless. And the way that I have suggested again and again, and it's just my idea, there are probably better ideas out there, is that there must be an honest judge, either federal or, if it's in New Jersey or New York State, a state judge, and a complimentary prosecutor, honest prosecutor, and there must be maybe one or two honest U.S. marshals to make the arrest, and then also a good thing to have, and I think almost a necessity, is a good honest county sheriff, because a county sheriff that knows his stuff knows that he is the law in his county and not the government, not the feds. But my whole idea is that, you know, they had a trucker's strike, or supposedly a trucker's strike recently, but it was an abstraction. It was based around nothing except the abstract idea that what was happening was wrong, which is, you know, I'm not saying that that's not important, but what I'm saying is if you throw Larry Silverstein in the clink and then have a trucker's strike, I think the truckers will come.
Well, actually, what happened there, they did show up, quite a few, but they got turned away. Obviously, the feds got word of this. They sent messages out all over the country. Every place where they were going to demonstrate, there were local state police officers turning them away, telling them, no, they couldn't park there.
In some places, but not in D.C. I mean, in D.C., yeah. The Virginia and the Maryland police were notified, but believe me, if the truckers wanted to do it, they could have done it.
Well, I know they're pushing this even more heavy between now and June when they have the next one, so let's hope this next one has a much bigger turnout.
But, that, you know, that's my whole point, is that the best way to ensure this... I've seen this stuff for 40 years. I remember in the 60s, I was actually at an anti-war demonstration as actually at that time, a yearbook editor, and I took pictures and things like that. In 1969, November, I think it was November 15th, 1969, and we had at least 500,000 people there. I mean, I don't care what the media said, there were at least 500,000. And so Tricky Dick just went back and, you know, the next day or the day after that, he went back and watched his football games.
They don't work.
These kinds of things do not work.
This isn't Bob with Give Me Liberty, is it?
Excuse me?
Are you Bob with Give Me Liberty?
No. I'm independent. I have not attached myself to any group because I haven't seen anyone that... I think most people want to win. There are a few in this movement that are real ringers that don't want to win, and they do manipulate people's feelings and emotions and their egos, and so they splinter off the movement in that way. But most people want to win. They just don't know how to. I was at that AFP conference last September, and that's exactly what I saw. People think that you sort of broached the subject. People think that, you know, if you just do things in the common way that they used to be done, that we can plod through this and get out okay at the end. And that's not the way it's going to do. We have to throw a guy like Larry Silverstein in the clink, and we got to do it legally. Once you do something like that, that gets the ball rolling. That kind of shakes people up and says, hey, I mean, this would have to be reported in the media.
Well, but remember, no one that worked for the Department of Defense or NORAD, et cetera, was fired or even got demoted after September 11th.
Oh, exactly. In fact, they got
promotions, raises. Yeah.
They were exactly.
So why stop with Larry Silverstein?
Well, exactly. But you have to have the first victory if you are going to have any victories at all.
Mm.
Did you guys see it's found on wearechange.org? There's a local protester in New York, an activist, Luke Rudkowski. He went, I didn't even realize Building 7 is already completed. They already put it up. It's finished. Silverstein's office is already in there. Anyway, he was outside filming, and they had some signs. 9/11 was an inside job. And there's this thug. He identified himself as a police officer. He's probably Secret Service is what he is. Anyway, he's going up. Is that a bomb? Do I see wires hanging out of that
camera?
You
must be a terrorist.
He had it in his knapsack. He said his knapsack was a bomb or something. You know, his camera case.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell you what, Bob, if you want, stick with us, and you can pick up after the break. We'll be right back.
Okay, sure enough.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
You will never stop the Empire. We will crush out all resistance. It is futile to try to stand up to our power. Do you understand? The dark side will prevail. But just in case, we're going to take away your rights to make sure you don't even try. Sit there and be quiet. Don't say anything. Do you hear me?
Yeah, all right. Whatever you say, Darth. That's just what they want you to do, guys. Cower in the corner because they're petrified that you are going to open your mouth and wake people up. That's why they lie to you. They spend billions of your stolen tax dollars to make sure that you're given false information because they are afraid of you. They know we've got them way outnumbered. Anyway, we're back with Maria Heller, our guest, and Bob from D.C. on the line. Any more comments, Bob, you wanted to make?
Well, just one thing there, Charles and Maria. Last night I mentioned the same thing. I just remembered this, recalled this from that conference. I mentioned it last night on Rick Adams' show. And I happened to be for a short period in the overflow room there at the Best Western there. And the main room was very crowded and hot. And there, I spoke for a very brief time with Hesham Talawi. And he was very busy. You know, he was setting up. He had a presentation to give. And I shook hands and I said, you know, we got to do something about World Trade Center 7. This is the break. This is the weakness. And you know, very briefly, for a fleeting few moments, his eyes just lit up and he said, yeah. And then almost as quickly it went away. He had to get back to business. But really, I think we've got to concentrate on the one in which there is no real bona fide argumentation. It's a clear-cut case. There are no blue screens. There is no question that it was a controlled demolition, unless you've been brain dead for 25 years or something. This is an obvious controlled demolition. And the guy admitted he did it. And a little bit, as Maria said, we got others to go after. Yeah, Maria, you're right. Like the fire chief that was in league with him.
Well,
as
you know,
Maria,
you got to also look at, you know, Flight 93.
Well, true, but is it as clear as World Trade Center 7? Is it as clear cut?
I think it is.
Well,
a crater in the ground with nothing in it but garbage, no bodies,
well,
no people.
Yeah, but
no
yeah, I have a picture of a controlled demolition, which only a fool could say it isn't.
Well, you know, the truth is, you could pick out any individual point from that day and say that it's a major smoking gun. People always tell me, what are the top 10 reasons why you think it's an inside job? And there's a million of them.
All right.
Building 7 is a big one. There's no question about it. But my goodness, yeah, the Pentagon, what crashed in Pennsylvania? Where is it?
Charles, I can only say this, Charles.
The planes. Who are the hijackers? Where's the evidence?
I can only say this, Charles, that if we don't hammer at the very weakest point, which is obviously World Trade Center 7, we're spreading ourselves too thin. And if we can't defeat the enemy's weakest point...
Well, a week or so ago, John Kerry came out and admitted that Building 7 was a controlled demolition. That story didn't go anywhere.
Well, but that's because it was a story. And that's why I say what has to be attached to it is we got to somehow throw this guy, Larry Silverstein, in the clink and get the ball rolling.
But, you know, Giuliani, the guy who gives my last name a bad name... He was saying that it came down gradually in segments. Did you catch that one?
Well, Giuliani is a classic case of corruption in New York City. I mean, he went after the Italian mob. In fact, I know some people.
He didn't want competition. That's why.
He's mouthing for the Jewish mob. I mean, everybody knows that.
Yeah.
And you know, the Jewish mob are the money bags. You know, they're the
So was Hillary, so was all
well,
of them.
I mean, that's where goes all the way to back to Meyer Lansky when he set up the numbered accounts in Switzerland. The Jewish mob has always been in control of every mob. And they just had to clean house with the Italians. Maybe the Italians were getting out of line. Maybe Castellano was a good guy and they whacked him. Tommy Barata was his driver and they whacked them both. But, you know, it's the Jewish mob that's in control, and unfortunately, they happen to be what Barry Chomish calls these Sabbatian Jewish people, and these are pretty evil people. I mean, these guys don't—they think right is wrong and wrong is right. You know, it's a bad crew. But that's my point. My point is that I think that we've got to circle the wagons around our best chance, and our best chance is World Trade Center 7. Start with Larry Silverstein, throw him in the clink. And then bring the truckers on, and I got to tell you, watch the sparks fly.
Yeah, that is a major one, no question.
Yes. Well, folks, have a good day.
Thanks a lot, Buck.
Maria, you have good.
Thank you. Take care.
Yeah, you know, Building 7, we were talking about that before we got distracted. Let's go back to that, because that is, no question, I would argue, again, there's a lot of major smoking guns, but he's right. I mean, that is the major Achilles heel for the neocons, because they flinch when you bring it up. I mean, come on, let's face it, the 9/11 Commission report didn't even hint. You would never know that happened if you just...
No, of course, it's not in the 9/11 omissions report. I call it the omissions report like David Griffin does.
Right.
But, you know, to me, you know, how many years, you know, we're going to beat ourselves to death? My feeling is this, Charles, and, you know, it may not be very popular... If we're not going to see the papers on the assassination of Kennedy till 2032, we're certainly not going to get to the bottom of 9/11 in time for all these people responsible to be prosecuted. So we need to go after them for this illegal war, because we can prosecute them for that.
Dick Wells, we'll be right back. Talking 9/11. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com. Your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Resist the dark side, and may the truth be with you.
Good advice from Yoda. We're back with Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. We have our guest, Maria Heller, from Maria.net, and that's spelled M-E-R-I-A.net. She's got a great radio broadcast of her own, exposing the New World Order. I like to call it the New World Disorder. Anyway, yeah, we're back talking about Building 7, the major, one of the biggest smoking guns. Isn't it laughable that the official story defenders will try to make the claim, and they do, like, all the time. I hear it on Pal Talk here all the time, the chat forum I hang out at, paltalk.com, that Silverstein was referring to pulling a team of firemen out of the building.
Right, or maybe pulling his finger.
Yeah.
Maybe it's more like pull my finger.
Unbelievable. You know? They're pulling our leg, that's for sure. I mean, you can refute that on 100,001 different grounds.
Right.
But one of them destroys that argument.
Right. Well, you know, any fireman will tell you. And, you know, I was married to a fireman, so I know. Pull it means a controlled demolition. And that building could not have come down from those small fires unless it was wired with explosives.
Well, you know, again, that very documentary where he says that, that's the PBS, America Rebuilds. Later on, they're talking about when they pulled down the remains of Building 6. They got some cables and they yanked it down. They use the same terminology. All right, everybody get back. We're going to pull it.
Right.
And
well, in order for a building to fall into its own footprint, it has to be pulled.
To crumble from the base. I like to ask this question. You know, how many times have you ever seen a building crumble from the base? None, obviously.
Right.
How many times do you think you ever will see a building, aside from controlled demolition? It just doesn't happen. It can't happen.
Right, and being somebody that was in that area of Manhattan, you know, so many years, my thought when it was originally hit was, wow, if that building comes down, it'll take out half of Battery Park. But, of course, when the building came down, it didn't take out anything except itself because it was a controlled demolition.
And, you know, anybody listening, you have any doubts, just go to any website of your choice. Go to CNN. Look at the footage of the collapse of that tower and ask yourself, not only how can it crumble from the base, but how is it that the roof of that building can remain level with the ground all the way down? They
right.
tell us that, you know, NIST now is telling us that, oh, well, one of the reasons that it fell, one of the main reasons, is that it had damage done to the other side from falling debris. Well, you know, first of all, it didn't have any damage worse than other buildings in the area that were hit by debris.
Right, and that building was made to withstand that impact of two of those planes.
It won an award earlier that year on Silverstein's own website, Silverstein
right.
Properties. They won an
right.
award.
When the Empire State Building was hit by a plane the same weight, it didn't come down.
Sure.
So.
But again, if the damage done to the other side of that building in any way contributed to its collapse, why then did not the building tip in the direction of that damage? It didn't face resistance from any side. It came straight down. You know, I mean, what is wrong with people that they can't
see? Well, and
it?
Where's all the films? Where are all the films except the ones we were shown? I mean, there's cameras from every angle on those buildings, just as there were in the Pentagon. You know, the Pentagon's hallway alone probably has cameras every 10 feet. Where's
what?
The film?
There's a lot of film out there. I don't know if you knew this. This just didn't get much fanfare, but there was an article in the New York Times a couple of years ago because of the Larry Silverstein settlement thing. And that's another farce right there. That's a big fiasco. But
Lucky Larry.
Yeah. Because of that trial, there was a bunch of footage, all kinds of documents pertaining to the WTC Towers collapse that were locked away. Well, now that trial's long over. Where are these documents? Where is this video footage and the pictures? And
probably in the same vault the Kennedy information is in.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably
well,
maybe
know.
It's all at Prairie Chapel Ranch in Texas.
Well, right. They still got a lot of the debris in Hangar 7 at the Kennedy Airport.
If you remember, Flight 800, which was blown up in the sky, fell into the ocean, was totally salvaged and recreated in a hangar. So they could figure it out. So where are those hangars for 9/11?
Right. Well, this is interesting. The official story says that Flight 77 vaporized. But the FBI, this did come out. There was one story that covered this. The FBI said that they managed to assemble essentially all of it, and they have it in a hangar somewhere.
Yeah,
so that's
well,
interesting.
Maybe in China. We'll have to ask Giuliani.
Well, you know, the irony is here. I don't doubt they do. I bet they do have it. But they didn't get it from the Pentagon.
Right. Well, where are the black boxes? I mean, we could talk for hours and hours, and we don't have any answers. And all
yeah.
we can do is guess because the people that have the proof aren't sharing it with us.
The passport survives, but the black boxes don't. Well, we know they found at least three of the black boxes. One of the cleanup crew members admitted that they
right.
found three of them in their and they were told by the FBI, don't say anything.
Well, look how many people have gag orders on them. I had Sybil Edmonds on my show. She's still under the most serious gag order in the country's ever issued.
Right. The only person who gave their testimony to the 9/11 commission that they did that to.
Right. And all she was a little asterisk in the report. A little sidebar.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
And remember the head of the New York Firefighters Union requested to appear before the commission. They said no.
No, of course not. Look how many witnesses that they actually interrogated, and when they said what they saw, especially where Flight 93 supposedly went down, they said you didn't see what you saw.
I'd
and
love
they didn't
to get...
keep any of the witnesses' reports.
Yeah, I'd love to get Cascioli on, one of the firemen there. He went
uh-huh.
before the commission. He finally, he just walked out. He left. He says, I was so disgusted. They were ignoring my points. They weren't letting me get a word in. They only wanted me to say what they wanted me to say. I mean, it's like the Warren Commission did the same thing.
Absolutely. And, you know, you look at it, and it's all the same players. So, you know, they never change their M.O. because they count on the fact that Americans are very ignorant when it comes to science, and they'll believe anything instead of open a book and try to figure it out.
Yep. You get a PhD slapped behind someone's name, and they're like the equivalent of the modern-day witch doctor. They have power.
Exactly.
Listen to, it's sickening. They don't stop to realize that, you know, PhDs can lie, too, especially when they work for institutions that receive millions of dollars in federal grant money every year.
Right. Well, how many people in this administration are admitting they got in there with fake documents? They got their jobs with fake documents. So, you know, that doesn't mean anything. Sometimes the more education you have, the dumber you are.
Yeah, Bush's Yale University graduation certificate is probably a fake document.
Well, look, we have a president who brags about being a C student. What kind of pace does that set for the rest of the country?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but, you know, again, you know, he's only as good as the people pulling his strings.
Is our children learning?
Putting food on your family.
More and more of our imports come from overseas all the time. Oh, one of my favorites. Some people treat Social Security like it's some kind of federal program. You know, on that basis alone, isn't it scary? Forget the corruption. Just look at the mental incompetency of this guy, and that he holds the highest, most important, and powerful office in the world.
As I say it all the time, I always wondered what happened to Alfred E. Newman. Now I know.
Yeah, right.
The criminals are running the asylum, and until Americans realize that it's not just their right, but also their duty to be an informed citizen, nothing will change. And if you're going to sit back and do nothing, never read a book, never listen to shows like ours, not support people who have given up everything to get this truth out before it's too late, then, like I said, Americans will deserve the hell that visits them.
Nazi Germany had 6 years. That's how long we've had this scoundrel in office. They had 6 years to take action. It was known what Hitler was all about. Mein Kampf was widely circulated in 1933 when he came into power. And there were people warning. They were in a minority, but they were warning. And the German people had access to this information. Nobody cared. Nobody did anything. Oh, they loved that he revoked the, he wasn't complying with the reparation payments. You know.
Well, but what do you get here from most Americans when you talk about the security, the national ID card, RFID chips? What do they say? I'm not doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
They don't see it as an assault on their freedoms. You know, we're supposed to be bringing freedom and democracy to Iraq, but we don't have freedom and democracy here.
You know, here's a slap in the face. The Germans had somewhat of an excuse for their apathy because Hitler was doing something good for them. He was beefing up the German economy. This scoundrel is raping and pillaging our economy. We have far less of an excuse for putting up with his garbage than the Germans did for putting up with Hitler.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And let's not forget, Hitler was voted into office. Bush wasn't. And Hitler was charismatic and actually talented. Bush isn't.
Yeah.
So, you know, we really can't compare the two because Bush is in office thanks to his friends on the Supreme Court and for throwing all the elections since.
Sure.
You know, when the Republicans owned the voting machine,
later.
That's the way it goes. You know, he who counts the votes wins.
It's no stretch to say that Hitler was actually a better leader for Germany than Bush is for America.
Well, and you know, Hitler was a very good Catholic and got the highest honor burial by the Vatican, which is something a lot of people don't know. And a lot of people never touch the Vatican or never touch talking about the Jesuits. But you need to know about them as much as you do the Freemasons and the rest of the secret societies because our government is run by secret societies.
Absolutely.
Well, you know,
you can tell where Hitler's priorities were. He understood where the roots of power were and how to preserve that power. He struck up a concordat with the Vatican shortly after assuming power. That was one of his first priorities. Basically, there was an agreement that, you know, you leave me alone, I'll leave you alone.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know that they left him alone. I think that we've been on a Jesuit mission since the beginning of time. So,
let me do what I want to do. And
right. Exactly. So, you know, here we have, you know, the same thing going on today in America, and most Americans are taking the same attitude the Germans did. We don't know. We don't want to know. We're not doing anything wrong, so I guess this is okay.
Well, you know, anybody who doubts the power of the Vatican, just look back in World War II. Rome was bombed all over the place except the Vatican.
Uh-huh.
No bombers ever flew over or even near the Vatican. It was entirely intact, left it untouched.
Well, you know, Vatican City is a sovereign nation unto itself, just like the city of London is over in England. And this is really the den of vipers, you know, that control the entire planet. But most people don't want to know about it. You know, they just want to blame their local hate group. You know, let me stay local and keep it small.
Well, it's interesting. You can go to the CIA's own fact book, and they list the Vatican Bank as having the most holdings of any bank in the world. Now, that's power.
Absolutely. And who's the banker for the One World Order but the Rothschilds Rockefellers?
Yeah.
So, you know, until people understand it was the Rockefellers that started our public education system to train workers and not thinkers, and that's where the problem starts. And if you have kids in school now that question anything, the next thing you know, they're on Prozac or Ritalin.
And folks, understand, Rockefeller does not deny this. David Rockefeller actually admits this. He boasts about it. In his 2002 book, Memoirs, he said, to those who accuse me and my family for decades of conspiring with other groups around the world and using our financial clout to set up a world government, to those who make this charge, I plead guilty and I'm proud of it.
Mm-hmm. Say it loud. He's crazy and proud.
Yeah. Psychopaths.
Well, but this is, you know, this is the world we're in, and people are either going to have to say, do I want to do something about it, or do I want to bury my head in the sand while the earth burns, the environment suffers, and we live in constant threat of nuclear accident any minute of any day? You know, and I have people that I talk to, Charles, who say, I don't want to know, and I say, well, it doesn't matter if you want to know. If a nuclear bomb goes off, you're going to know.
Yeah.
So wouldn't you rather know and try to do something to stop it? Or just sit back, and what will you tell your children and your grandchildren?
And that's what they want. You know, they want another world war. These are the same family names passing on the torch from generation to generation who brought us World War I, World War II. They want another one now because the two wars were intended to bring the nations to desperation so they accept world government. You know, first you had the League of Nations. That didn't work. Then they get the United Nations. That's not working. They want another war so they can introduce another global body that will finally serve as the head of their world government. And that whole march by Israel into Lebanon last summer, I think that was a major step in that direction. They were hoping it was going to escalate into a global conflict. It didn't.
Absolutely, and they've been very busy building up China as the new superpower, you know, with the help of the Clinton-Bush dynasty, and just selling out America. And you know, we're right now, I would say, we're a second world country on our way to being a third world country.
We're the Gillette razor that's getting dull now. Time to throw us out and turn to another country. And
Right. And the Gillette razor at Walmart that comes with an RFID chip stuck to it.
Made in China.
Right. So, you know, people have to wake up because we are living in the days of Big Brother. We are living in Brave New World. You know, 1984 came, albeit 20 years later than they wrote the book about. And most Americans seem to be okay with that. I'm not. I'm sure you're not.
Nope.
But there's a lot of things that need to change.
Absolutely. It's, you know, they've messed things up so bad that, unfortunately, there's no quick fix to this. I mean,
the only fix I see is what the Declaration of Independence gives us the out. When the government no longer serves the people have their right and it's their duty to create new government, and we need a new government because this one's way too broken to fix.
A complete overhaul.
Absolutely. I always say one big enema from the top to the bottom.
Exactly.
To get the hose ready.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, but folks, they stacked the deck. I mean, you can count on the fingers of one hand the people in Washington that are not corrupt, and that's no exaggeration. That's just how it is. It's that bad.
Well, we have a millionaire Congress. Most of them feed at the trough of AIPAC. So, you know, we've got people in this administration with dual citizenship with Israel. Whose agenda are they following?
Mr. Chertoff.
Right. Well, I have other names for them, but I don't want to say them on your show. I can say it on mine because it's Internet.
imagination. Yeah. I think I've used that same one myself. Oh, these guys are just unbelievable. I mean, look at all of them. Every single...
And here's what I'd like to say to your listeners. Listen to how excited and passionate Charlie and I are. Wouldn't you like to be that way about life again? This is not a drag getting involved in this stuff. It's actually exciting. It's like one big puzzle trying to put the pieces together. and it fires you up. It's given a lot of people a real mission in their life that they didn't have before.
And it's not even something that you look at and say, well, that looks fun, I want to do that. You have to.
Absolutely. Why do you do what you do, Charlie?
Hey, I got kids, and I would never sell my kids into slavery, but to sit back knowing what I know and not do anything about it, that's exactly what that's what I would be doing.
Right.
Selling them to slavery.
Right. Well, I have kids. I have grandchildren. You know, people say, why do you do what you do, even though at such great personal cost? And I say, because I must. There's the answer. I must.
They want to have a draft. Are you going to let your kids be sucked into more phony oil-grabbing wars and sent over there to breathe depleted uranium, come back and die from a cancer tumor in 5 years without trying to stop this?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That scoundrel, the first thing he did, one of the first things he did in January 2001 after first stealing the office, was to get the No Child Left Behind Act passed, and he had included in there a provision that requires high schools to turn over names, addresses, and phone numbers of their entire student body and
right.
hand them over to the local draft board. He was planning war from the start. Stick
right.
with us, folks. We'll be right back.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
In order to catalyze the American public behind us in support of this agenda, we will have to have a massive, widely perceived direct external threat.
Welcome back to Truth Hurts, folks. Our last segment here with Maria Heller, talking about the scam of 9/11 and a lot of other scams that they've been pulling on us. It did take something like this, unfortunately, to wake us up. I guess in that sense, we got something good out of 9/11, haven't we?
Well, yeah, but I thought the stolen election of 2000 would have done it. Then I thought 9/11. Then I thought the war, and I'm like, okay, the price of gas. Something's got to wake America
Katrina.
Up. What's it going to take?
Yeah, Katrina did a big part, though. That's when I really started noticing a grand awakening right after Katrina.
Well, look what Katrina showed us to be to the rest of the world.
But, yeah, I mean, what's being done? Nobody's people are still apathetic.
Why would they do anything? They're poor, they're black, they're screwed. That's America. And yet we're supposed to believe racism doesn't exist while they're rounding up, you know, Muslims, rounding up Mexicans, you know, rounding up everything except the criminals that pulled off 9/11.
You know, isn't it interesting, though, that we profess to stand against ethnic cleansing? We go in and take out dictators that engage in such evil practices, like Milosevic, which it turns out he wasn't even doing that. But anyway, all the while, you know, they're doing it here. I mean, that's what Katrina was all about, you know, the breakdown there, not allowing help to get in.
Killing Americans. Let's not forget they opened fire on American citizens.
Yeah.
You know, and when people talk about these kids that were killed at Virginia Tech, I always say, well, what about Kent State? That's where the government set the example,
yeah.
Right there.
Exactly.
But people have selective memories. You know, they don't want to believe anything, you know, anything wicked about their government. They think it's their father. You know, this is our daddy. He's going to protect us. And the only thing I trust the government to do is kill us all.
Guys, your government, folks, has been working on behalf of big corporations for a very long time. You go back to the Woodrow Wilson era, when people were protesting the abuses of businesses and fighting for workers' rights, government troops, thugs were sent in and firing on people, killing
right.
them.
Go rent the movie, Gangs of New York. You know, this is old stuff.
Right.
You know? And I know some of it may sound totally crazy, especially if you have new listeners tuning in for the first time. And I would like to mention, Charles, that I do have something like 2,500 hours of information on my website. Every show I do is still there.
Yeah,
if they've got 5 hours a day in 3 years, they can catch up.
Give the times that you actually air your show to.
Well, the
live.
Show's not live. The show is always available. There's
okay.
always a free show on site. They're all MP3. They can download them to their iPods. They can take them with, and all they have to do is fork over a few bucks to keep me and the show alive. And I can guarantee you I'm not getting rich on what I do. I used to actually make a living, and I kind of miss it. But it's an education and a half. And, you know, it's really up to them. Either they can do the book work and, you know, study 12 hours a day, or they can listen 1 hour a day. The choice is theirs. But
there
you sit back and do nothing, I guarantee you, you're going to get mowed down. That's the way it works.
Folks, you're going to take advantage of the Internet now while you can, because this is the last bastion of truth out there, the last...
Right, and you know they're trying to shut that down.
Absolutely, because people are turning, you know, the Internet is picking up the slack as people turn away from the mainstream media. They're going to the Internet to get their news. They recognize
well,
it's the Internet.
I predicted that years ago we would take the media down, and you know what their statistics are now.
Yeah,
I think they get their news from us.
Yeah, but I hope it keeps going this way. This is great. Okay, folks, thanks. I want to thank our guest again, Maria Heller.
Thank
from
you.
Maria.net, M-E-R-I-A. Thanks, Maria. I've had a great time. We'll have you on again sometime.
Absolutely. Take care, Charles.
Okay, you too. We'll see you tomorrow, folks.
With recent internet.